was a princess called Rosie. She had big feet and liked banana sandwiches. Banana sandwiches are horrible. She also liked steamrollers. In fact, she collects them.
What does that say? Collected.
She still collects.
How do we know?
I've read it before. I've got 4 steamrollers. I sure want a slime.
Slim.
What's a slim?
Slim? Kind of thin.
Thin.
Oh, James, I can't believe it. Where's Dizzy and Mark? Ah, Mrs. Fox.
What?
Mrs. Fox.
Who's Mr. Fox?
Bob the Builder. Where's Dizzy and Mark? Ah, Mrs. Fox.
Okay, go, Lily.
Her father, the king, was cross about the funeral. He didn't think a princess should go around driving steamrollers or taking them to pieces and putting them together again in her bedroom. Just think of this mess. One day, the king lost his temper. He told Rosie, a princess should not waste her time with silly steamrollers. From now on, I forbid you to touch a steamroller again. Steamrollers are not silly. There. Now it was Rosie's turn to get cross. She stormed outside. Threw her crown on the ground and flattened it with her steamroller.
Which steamroller? What does it say here?
Her fat steamroller.
Oh, goodness.
Look. She's got to take a steamroller with her so she can drive. And she's got to say goodbye to all her friends. So she's got to take a big fat one. Then she went to the palace kitchen and made a
huge
pile of banana sandwiches. She packed them into a suitcase. And ready to the valley.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're going to
go to
Grandma.
Oh, go and tell Auntie Becky.
Which something happened.
Oh, yeah, what?
Mm. It's not funny, you know.
Go on.
With tears in her eyes, she said goodbye to her other steamrollers. The short, tall, and slim one. But she's got to use a big fat one.
What does she say here?
Don't worry, I'll rescue you later.
Where what is? The
grass. Oh, I've thrown it away.
The bin?
Yeah, don't. Just tell Auntie Becky what it was. It was what the egg was in.
Rosie's eyes
heaved
how he gets onto the steamroller.
Onto the?
What? Steamroller!
Okay.
I don't like putting that in because I know it's the fat one.
No, I don't.
She drove straight through the palace wall into the wildwood where bears and other dangerous creatures lived. I'll show him. I'll run away.
Go on.
There's my railway track.
But keep quiet.
Jane, try to listen here. Go on, Maggie.
In the darkest part of the wild wood, she met three robbers. They looked very wicked. Stop! What is in your teacher? Is it worth robbing? They asked. I won't tell you unless you... Mom.
Just a minute, Maggie.
I won't tell you.
Yeah, okay.
I won't tell you unless you promise to help me, won't you?
Replied.
Come on, climb up. Climb up.
Hang on, you haven't read this yet.
Oh!
Go on.
Children.
Yeah, James, please keep quiet.
For me? But, Mum, there's one but bit that is missing from the fire.
All right, my child. All right, we promised the robbers, said. Now, what's in your suitcase? I'll tell you later, Rosie said. First, you must
this a bit which it was missing.
Show me the way to your den. What is a den?
Den is like a special hiding place, I suppose.
Come on, come back.
Huh? Come on, what?
Climb up.
No. How do we say that?
Climb up.
Climb.
Climb up.
Jane.
Please.
Go on.
The way to the robber's den was difficult and dangerous. Look, because they were going to fall down. They thought they were going to fall down. No, so this is down. And they were going to go across there.
Okay.
The way to the robber's den was really the link.
I can't hear it still. What did they say?
Help, they're going to crash. It scares the bottom. I'm keeping my eyes shut.
Jane, would you be quiet, please? Go.
But Rosie was a fearful driver, and at last they reached the den. Should we go out the other way?
Jane, why don't you go and get something to eat? Go on.
What?
I'm trying to listen to Maggie read.
What? I can eat.
Don't stand on that, because it's got things in it.
What can I eat?
I don't know. Just go. You're making too much noise here. Go on.
The den was dark and dirty. There's lots of spiders. Rosie loved it.
Mm.
She remembered her promise and showed the robbers what was inside her suitcase. Then she gave them a banana sandwich each and told them about her plan to rescue the king. But we can't rob a king. Don't worry, they're my steamers. Giving them one of them. All the fat steamers. Now, do any of you know how to drive a steamer?
No, not now, James.
No.
James, no. Put everything back. You can have that one thing that's in your hand. Put it all back, please. Come on.
Rosie asked the robbers.
No, you haven't done this bit here.
Hold it, right?
Just put everything away and put it back. And I want
you for what?
To stay in the other room, please. No, James.
No. I can have half these as well.
You can have your dinner first. Just go, go. Go on.
Now do any...
Monkey baby.
Rosie asked. Look, do any of you know how to drive a thing on a Rosie asked. The robbers...
What?
The robbers snooped.
Shook.
Shook their heads.
No, shook as in said no.
Rosie
what? Sighed.
She began to give them driving lessons. Look out! Get me out of this. Help, I can't swim.
Mom.
Then where?
What?
Then let me try and do it. They weren't very good at it. Now it was the robbers to give Rosie lessons. They lent her a robber's mask, a robber's hat, and a cloak. Next, they showed her how to look wicked. Rosie was very good at it. Then it was supper time, so Rosie handed out more banana sandwich. After this, everyone went to sleep. Delicious, said the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie got up early next morning and woke the three robbers.
Three what?
Robbers! Well, rescue my steamroller now, she told them, before any more at the palace.
Anyone?
At the palace was that. The robbers a yawn.
What?
Groaned.
Yawning.
And grumbling, they put on their robber's outfit and ate the breakfast. It was banana sandwich.
Look what I had.
I'm tired. I want to go back to bed. After breakfast, Rosie climbed onto the fat steamroller and started the engine.
No.
Engine room. I could sing it in a jiff. Hurry up, she said.
Hurry.
Remember.
Right.
The lessons be watching.
Bye.
Be watching.
Bye watching.
Bye watching these lives. And don't touch any levers or clothes. The toolbox.
Toolbox.
Toolbox. And the steamroller.
You've got to be quiet, James, if you want to listen.
Chuff through the wild woods. The robbers see a new...
No.
I don't know, Dave.
Thor.
Have noticed. Pile on a
pinned.
Into a tree. They read it and looked at Rosie. Missing person, Princess Rosie. She had big feet and like banana sandwiches. If you find her, please return her to the king who loves her very much.
Oh.
But big feet was quite wasn't it? Because she had big feet.
Let's do the steamroller.
Okay, in a minute. Go on, Maggie.
You could go back to him now, the robber said, but Rosie just...
Can't see the steamroller!
Don't!
Just stay
baffled.
Still!
I'm baffled!
You can't see the steamroller!
Okay.
Go into the other room. But Rosie just...
Scowled. Maggie, hold it like that so he can listen as well.
Scowled. He othered...
Ordered.
My name.
No, ordered.
Me name. Such a steamroller again, she said. So I'm never going back. Not ever. But he wants you back. Make friends with him.
Make friends with him.
Mm. Look, that's not even make friends with him. He's not cross anymore. Don't touch.
I can't see the thing. Where's the thing?
The steamroller, no backing. The steamroller
chugged
out of the wood and stopped outside the king's palace.
What's that?
The soldiers are sleeping.
Rosie led the way past the sleeping sentries to the garage. The garage is bigger than the palace.
Really?
Yeah. She smiled when they saw...
Brian?
She saw...
Okay.
Her three steamers waiting to be rescued. I can drive the short one. I'm going to drive this short one. This one is mine.
Fine.
Remember your lessons I gave you, Rosie told the robbers. Start the energy and
engine
and follow me. Me and my dear is lots of things to do.
Look at my gosser!
Me, I can see.
Oh, Maggie. James, you can have a look at the book afterwards.
Here, my goodness!
Go. Come on.
Suddenly, over the puff puffy on this engine came a dreadful noise. I never get a choice. Are you ready? He's driving a big fat one.
Poor man.
The bear that he said. And why it would. There's no stings in you, Cajun. It was the sound of fierce growling bears. They burst out of sentries woke up at once and ran for their lives.
Help!
Run for it. The king woke up too. He got dressed and went outside. Come back, he
shrieked
at the sentries. Come and save me first. Come and save me first. He is scared. He looks tasty. Nice and plum too. Plum too. Mummy, James's breath is horrible.
Okay, just don't breathe it. Just let go, maybe.
The bears like to flick their lips.
Come on, just read it. Bounded.
Towards him, the king was overcome with fright and fainted. He lay in a heap on the palace bed.
That's a strange one.
Jenny.
Yellow one.
Jenny.
Oh, why don't we sit properly, maybe? Just sit up like this, please. Let's go. You can stay.
Nice and plump, too. Rosie knew there was only one thing she could do. She drove her steamroller
straight
at the bears. It's going the wrong way. I have forgotten my lesson. I can't see it. Follow me. The three brothers try to do the same.
Perhaps.
They should have had more driving lessons. Perhaps they should have looked where they were going.
This is a long book.
They missed the bears completely. It was just bad luck. They didn't miss the palace.
Can
as
see
well.
That from here.
Would you speak properly? I can't understand what you're saying.
James, his breath is horrible.
Just ignore his breath.
As well, the bears had never.
No, the bears.
Had never seen
heard
that horrible crashing and clattering. The fled. Fled back to the wildwood, howling
in terror.
The king woke up from his faint. He looked around and wondered why hadn't he been eaten by the bears?
I know, I'm just, can I scratch myself?
Oh,
no. Then he found. Then they noticed the steamrollers being driven by four masked brothers.
Oh, no, hey!
One of them had big feet and was
eating
a banana stand.
Tu podes sim, e para! Pato!
Rosie, you come back and save me, he cried. With help from the steamroller, Rosie pointed out.
What the hell? What's
that saying here? Rosie, point out. Welcome home. The king shook hands with the robin as a
reward
for having
saving
me from the bears. kiss it?
Perhaps.
You'd like to come and live at the palace? Yes, please, said the room. As long as we don't have to drive any more steamrollers. These are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said that earlier on. Rosie was glad her friends were staying and got them to help rebuild the
wrecked
palace. No.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that was why the end up looking different from before. The king was glad to have Rosie back, that he didn't mind the changes. Well, not much.
What's he say here?
Funny how Rosie's carriage looks bigger than my palace. It does, look. Rosie, look.
I see. Is that the last page?
Yeah. No. The king...
You've already said that.
Yes, Mr. Dorothy!
This is the last one. Go on, last page.
This one is a funny one.
Oh.
Rosie was glad to be here too. And from then on, the king let Rosie drive a steamroller every day while he went out
bird watching.
Rosie always made him picnic. Don't forget your picnic, Dad. Guess what she put in the sandwiches?
What did she put in the sandwiches?
Bananas.
Oh, banana sandwiches.
Look.
Yeah.
What?
Would you like banana sandwiches, Jane?
No way.
No. Peppa has bananas in. And bananas there, because she loves banana sandwiches.
So.
Horrified cat.
Horrified cat?
I should make a story of the horrified cat.
Why? Who's that?
One hot thing. Right.
No, James, we're going to have proper food now, because we're going to go out and Auntie Becky.
No.
No, James, stop.
No, James.
That was the 29th of July, 2003, Maggie reading a story for her maze competition.